Welcome to another episode of Podcast with Strangers. I'm so glad you're here. Today, and on every episode, we will talk to random strangers about communal experiences we all go through in life. From the happiest days to heartaches, Podcast with Strangers opens up about the highs and lows of everyday life while providing stories and advice from the different people we find on the street. A podcast that brings people together, one stranger at a time. In today's episode, we talk to our strangers about Thanksgiving and dive into what our guests are most thankful for. We hope you enjoy this special episode of Podcast with Strangers. Happy Thanksgiving! Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Podcast with Strangers, episode number 2. And today's episode is sponsored by Page One Cafe and Bar. Today's episode is Thanksgiving themed. So our first guest today is a complete stranger who is coincidentally in my single camera class, and I did not even know it until now because we always wear masks. And our guest's name is?
I'm Tatum.
Tatum, welcome to Podcast with Strangers. Thank you for being on our second episode.
Thank you. I didn't know that. This is very exciting.
This is exciting. I'm excited. I'm excited to have you here, and I'm excited to get to know you. So Tatum and I go to the same exact university, and we have the same exact class, but I did not know until about 2 minutes ago when my producer said, hey, that's Tatum. So it's nice to finally meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Today we're asking our strangers a question related to Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is just around the corner. When's Thanksgiving, Sheridan?
Is it on? Yeah, Monday. Yeah.
Okay, it's more sooner than I thought. Okay, yeah. Monday. So today we're asking a question, and the question is, who are you most thankful for in your life and why?
Well, first person that came to my mind was my sister.
Nice.
I have an identical twin. Her name is Taylor. She's my best friend.
Identical? You guys look exactly the same?
Yeah.
Does she go to Ryerson?
No. She goes to Guelph for psychology.
So, that's very different programs.
Yeah, super, super different.
It's media production and...
And psychology, yeah.
Wow, okay.
She is not interested in film, but I was like, eh, whatever.
Nice.
Which sucks, because I wish we could have been like a cool like screenwriting duo.
I know.
Like the Russo brothers or something. That would have been so cool.
That would have been so cool. But, what's your last name?
Mackie.
Mackie.
Yeah.
Taylor Mackie. Oh, the Mackie sisters. Ooh.
I know. That would have been cool.
Fudge.
The Mackie twins. That would have been so cool.
So why are you so thankful for her?
She's my best friend, and she always makes me laugh, like, when I need it. Like, nobody else makes me laugh like she can, and she's always there for me whenever I need to just talk to someone, and I don't know, twins have such a different bond than other siblings.
Yeah. They,
it's really hard to explain sometimes, but I'm always thankful for her.
Yeah, I always wonder, the twins just have a special connection, and I don't understand it,
because
I am not that close with my siblings. I can never be that close to my siblings. I find it very, very strange to be that close to your siblings.
Yeah.
But like, when twins are together, it's like, oh,
yeah,
they look so like happy together.
Yeah, but I went to school with a lot of twins in elementary school and high school, but none of them were as close as my sister and I. I think we were like the only identical ones in our grade, but there was like four other sets of twins.
How many times have you guys switched classes?
Never, but I wanted to. I wanted to try it once on April Fool's, and everyone kind of knew what we were doing, and it was grade 8, so everyone knew us by then and could tell us apart, and I was like, oh. But I want to so bad, but be a pretty far commute, and
yeah,
it's okay.
I don't think it's worth it.
We look a little different now. She has, like, curtain bangs, so we don't look alike anymore.
Who else are you thankful for?
My parents, my dog.
Your dog.
I'm really thankful for my dog. His name is Duke. He's an 11-year-old golden retriever. I feel like that's just important for everyone to know. No, I thought that was,
that would have been so coincidental.
That would have been really cool.
Well, I'm happy that you have someone in your life like your sister. Is there anyone else that has, like, changed your life that doesn't know it, though? Like, someone that's really changed your life, but they don't even know it, and you've never told them.
Honestly, I'd say one of my best friends, Sienna. I think you guys know who Sienna Armstrong.
Yeah.
You guys know who she is.
Yep.
Have you? She's.
You've never told her, though?
I don't think so. Like, I think she knows, but I don't know if she, like. Is that Abby?
Is that Abby?
Yeah.
Hi, Abby.
I don't know if she, like, knows, but, like, we met last year. We didn't talk very much at first, and then when we started talking, I was like, oh my God. She's like kind of like my person, like one of just my people.
You watch Grey's?
Watch Grey's Anatomy? No.
Okay.
Is that like a thing on Grey's?
Yep.
Yeah, she's someone that she gets along with my sister too, which is like great. That's kind of like, that's usually like a deal breaker with my friend. Sienna?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in this program.
Did you go to high school together?
No.
Oh, that's, and already she's close with your sister?
Yeah, she, like, that's kind of like a deal breaker with my friends. If they're not like friends with my sister, I'm like, Okay, I'm like, I can make it work unless they don't like her. I'm like, okay, now get out of here. But, mm-hmm. like, she's so easy to talk to and easy to be around. And I don't know. She's always there for me. And I'm like, I haven't had a friend like that in a while, in a long time besides my sister. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I really appreciate her if she's watching. I love you, Sienna. But
And then our last question is, you said that you're thankful for your parents. Is there anything, if they're watching, you'd want to tell them that you haven't told them yet? Like, how thankful you are? Or like something that you just, you know, hope they understand or know. It can be something like, hey, I wish you said I love you more. Or it can be, or I love you so much.
It's getting deep. Yeah. Oh my God. You weren't kidding.
Oh yeah. Dude, we have people cry on this podcast.
Oh wow. That's good.
Me.
You.
Yeah. Is there anything you tell your parents?
I tell them I love them like every day. Because mm-hmm. you never know what can happen.
Yep.
And I worry about that all the time. I worry about them, but they're good. And, you guys know I love you, so, but I've told my mom this probably sounds weird, but, like, I've told my parents that, you know, I not only love you guys, but I also like you guys. Mm. Not everyone likes their parents, but you kind of love your parents, right?
Love and like, that's two different things.
I like my parents, too. Like, I would actually, if they're like, you want to hang out, I'd be like, I guess, it's not like, no, I'm good, I'm just going to run out and be by myself. It's like, no, I do want to spend time with them, and I enjoy their company. That's sometimes, you know, parents drive you crazy, but I drive them crazy, and I love them, so.
That's sweet. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And thank you for being on our podcast as our second, first guest of first our guess. Second episode. Great.
I feel very thankful to be here. This is so fun.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we are thankful to have you here as our first guest today.
I'm thankful that you're thankful for having me.
Stop being thankful. I'm so thankful that you're thankful about me being thankful.
Yeah.
Any more thankfulness?
I think that's it. I think we're good for now. Thanks, guys.
Second guest is Abby. Abby's actually friends with Tatum.
Yeah.
And also goes to my program.
Yeah.
And also is...
A hater of food basics.
A hater of food basics. Abby, today we're asking our guests for Thanksgiving, who are they most thankful for and why?
Oh man, that's so difficult. There's so many people watching. If I don't say their name,
I know they're gonna be like, Abby, what the Abby?
I would say definitely the friends that I've made like first year university, because even though it was online, a lot of people like reached out and were like, oh, like, hey, we're in the same program and blah blah blah. And I think it made that year of being like at home doing classes a lot better, like you felt a lot less like confined in your parents' home, you know. And I'm an only child, so that was extra I wouldn't say depressing, but just
a little more lonely. You're stuck inside all day and I have no one to talk to.
And don't get me wrong, I am so grateful for my parents, because they're the ones currently paying my rent down here.
I know that's expensive.
It's definitely like when you meet people who make you're like you're not stressed when you're with them. You don't feel like you have to pretend when you're with them, you know what I mean? And when they say like you go to university and you're gonna meet people who are just like you, they really mean that. They're not exaggerating.
I know,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Because when you're in high school, it's like a bunch of people in different interests.
Yeah.
But like when I got here, there's like I'm so like there's something I can relate to with everyone, because we all love cameras or we all love audio. Like it's funny to talk about like cameras and audio, but like it's such a niche.
Like in high school, if you were part of like AV club or whatever, especially like you'll see this in the movies, you know, that's the nerd club or like that's like, you know, the
now
dorks.
We're just a bunch of nerds, all of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, but like we're like the cool nerds, you know what I mean?
Your parents pay for your rent, so I'm guessing you have a good relationship with them?
Yeah, I have a really good relationship. See, that's the upside of having no siblings, is that I get all their attention and all their money. I'm kidding.
Do you wish you had siblings?
I do, actually. For a long time, I was like asking my parents, and it was just not in the cards for our
asking your parents.
Yeah, I was like, give me a sibling. But it wasn't in the cards for our family, which, you know, it's fine. It worked out. We got a dog. We love her. She's basically another.
What type of dog?
Dalmatian. Her name's Delilah.
Delilah and. Delilah and Duke.
Yeah.
Best friends for life.
Yeah.
That's great. And is there anyone who has changed your life that you haven't, that doesn't know it? That just like you haven't told them yet? Or like that now that you're thinking about it, you're like, you know what? That girl really changed my life.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I feel like every person that I've met, like even you right now, is slowly shaping my future. Just because like when I think about who I was like when I was a kid versus how I am now, Like, I used to love bedtime stories and stuff. My parents would read me stories every night. And now I'm in media production, and it's all about storytelling.
Yeah.
This is about storytelling yep. right now. So it's kind of like there's not one specific person, but more so I'm, like, so grateful for everybody who's entered mm-hmm. my life, if that makes
so
sense.
So out of everyone that's been in your life, who is the most memorable? Like, that person that just you remember Lord. So much. Like, you haven't talked to them in 5 years, but you're like, you know what, that guy or that girl – I wonder how he or she is doing right now, or they.
God. Gotta, like, dig through my memories right now. I don't know. I feel like I block out a lot of, like, negative events in my life, so I wonder how some of my middle school friends are doing, because I only spent, like, 2 years of school with them, because it was, like, grade 7 and 8.
Did you move around a lot?
No. I had, like, grade 1 to 6 at one school, and then I went to another middle school and then went to high school. So like the girls I grew up with in elementary and middle school, they were all dancers, and mm-hmm. I was kind of like an art kid, like visual art kid.
Yep.
And they never made me feel excluded or anything. They always taught me like their little dance tricks and would bring me to their like bring a friend class mm-hmm. or whatever, which was really nice. But we lost touch, and I don't know, I think about them sometimes.
You still talk?
We follow each other on Instagram, but we don't really, there's nothing to talk about, you know?
You should text him one day.
Oh, God.
Not now, not here, when you're at home okay. and you're thinking straight.
Yeah.
And I'm not peer pressuring you.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. Yeah. Connect with, like, old people, even if it's just, hey, I hope you're good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Is there anyone else you're thankful for? You'd like to give them a shout out and say, hey, thankful for you. Love you.
I don't know. Shout out to my mom, because if she doesn't get a shout out, she's gonna kill me. Shout out to
your dad.
Oh yeah, my dad. No, he knows. He knows.
He knows.
Him. Yeah,
okay,
he knows.
Good. Your dog.
My dog, and who am I currently obsessed with? Tom Holland, if you're watching.
Yes, Tom. Please be on our podcast.
Like, I get that Zendaya's hot, but like, come on, dude. Right here.
This is true. I agree.
Thank you.
Oh, and that new girl, that not new girl, but that girl from Squid Game.
Yes, oh, I know who you're talking about.
Lord, Jesus,
I love her.
Mercy.
She's so pretty.
She's so pretty.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if she's watching too, I doubt she's watching, but please, Tom Holland and her.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for being on our podcast today.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Our third guest is here today, and your name is?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa.
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Lisa.
Nice to meet you too.
My name is Matt.
Nice to meet you, Sheridan. Matt. Hi, Sheridan.
Sheridan, Matt. Today we're asking our questions. It's a question based around Thanksgiving, since Thanksgiving is this Monday.
Okay.
But before we get into that question, our first question to you is, what has been the most difficult experience you've ever had?
Wow, we're really just jumping right into it, hey? Okay. Probably when my brother passed away. That was got to be one of the hardest things I've done.
I'm so sorry for your
That's
loss.
Okay. That's all right. I mean, it was 4 years ago, but I still really haven't gotten over it, mm-hmm. let alone try to open up and talk about it with other people mm-hmm. yet. So that's something I'm working on.
Still pretty fresh, I would say,
yeah,
4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. It was...
You were in the ninth grade.
Ninth grade when I had it happen, and it was like just like the way it happened, it was very sort of like just sudden, mm-hmm. and it was hard to deal with, but doing better now. It's still hard to talk about, but we'll get there, mm-hmm. you know. So
may I ask how he passed?
He drunk driving accident. So he was the person that got hit. Yeah,
sorry for your loss.
No, okay.
I know I lost my mom when I was 3 years old.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
So I know, because still, like, for you especially, it'd be fresh in your mind, mm-hmm. But yeah, my next question was gonna be, what's the scariest experience? But I would say that would be scariest as well. Because, you know,
I wouldn't say the scariest. I would say the hardest, but I wouldn't say the scariest.
What would be your scariest experience?
My scariest was moving here.
Oh,
for
really?
Sure.
Where are you moving
from? I'm from Alberta, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm out from far, but it was scary, because.
Wait, so you've been to Banff National Park?
Sorry, of course I've been to Banff. I lived an hour away from Banff.
I'm so jealous right now.
It's so beautiful.
All my friends go, and they just bring me, like, jars of water.
It's
like,
gorgeous. It's like one of the best
that
places
is,
on
so
earth.
So your backyard is Banff?
Yeah, my backyard is Banff. I just
that is
like
so
if I want to
cool.
go, it's like 20 minutes out. It's really nice.
So you're here alone?
I am, yeah. So my parents dropped me off, I think, like September 8th, I want to say. And then from there, I've kind of just been on my own.
And you're on a Ryerson residence?
Yeah, I'm in Ilk. So 10th
nice.
Floor.
So have you made any friends?
Or love my floor.
Yeah?
I love my floor. I could talk about them all day. They're like just some of the greatest
so nice.
People I've met. So
yeah, we never got the Well, we live in Toronto, so we right. don't really do res.
Okay.
But it looked fun. Was there like parties and stuff? Well, COVID.
Well, I wouldn't say parties. We just do a lot of game nights.
That's fun.
And stuff, which is really fun. Like yesterday we played like Jackbox, Drawful.
That's fun.
I can't really do my homework though, because I'll go in and say hi for 10 minutes.
That's,
and then,
yeah.
And then I'll disappear for 3 hours. Yep. I'm like, oh great. I guess.
Hey, but
I'll
that's
just,
first year.
Yeah, I know. That's what my RA says. She's like, just all good.
Yeah, fuck off a bit. Who cares?
Yeah, it's fun though. I love everyone I've met so far, and I love the city.
So,
it's been fun.
I feel like when someone passes in your life, you start to realize how grateful you are, thankful mm-hmm. for other. Like it's just like an epiphany. You're just like, mm-hmm. I need to be more grateful. Because last week we had a guest who was just like, you never know when it's going to end.
Yeah.
So live and tell people you love them when you love them. Mm-hmm. So my question is, who are you most thankful for in your life?
Who I'm most thankful for in my life? Oh, that's really hard. Right now, it's going to go back to it, but I would have to say the friends I've met here and my floor mates. Because like in the past, like, 4 weeks that I have lived here and met them, I have opened up more to them than I have with anyone back home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of nice to have, like, that's our strong
what
sense.
About them makes you want to open up so easily?
I think I just feel really safe around them, if I'm
honest
with you.
That's a really nice feeling.
Yeah, it is.
To feel safe when you say something.
It feels like in the best way to describe it, like, oh, I hope none of them watch this because I'm going to get so sappy and they're going to be like, you're a loser.
I hope they do.
I would say, like, it just feels nice to, like know all of them and know that we all come from different areas. Mm-hmm. And so I can share how much I want to share and I can share how much I don't want to share.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to sort of open up to them because I can be whoever I want here. They mm-hmm. don't know who I was back in Alberta.
That's so true. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's like when you talk to your work colleagues about something.
Yeah.
Like the likeliness of them going out of their way to find someone in your circle and tell them, oh, you know, she told me this.
Yeah.
That's like why you open up more to your work colleagues.
Yeah. And it's just like a fresh start for everyone. So I mm-hmm. feel like I get more of an opportunity to chat with everyone here.
So is there anyone in your life that has changed the course of your life, or is that such a significant change in your life but doesn't know it yet? And you haven't told yet? Would you say it was those people that you've met over the past 4 weeks?
I would say they helped me change, but I wouldn't say they changed the course of my life.
Who's that, like, one person that changed, like, such a significant person in your life?
I guess it would have to be my brother when he passed away, because every decision I've made, he's had some sort of impact on it. Even coming here, it was just, like, him in the back of my head. So I would say, like, there's a lot of factors that he played.
How old was he when he passed?
He was 19. So.
And you're 18?
I want to say I was like.
How old are you now?
I'm 19. So. I was like 14, 15, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Did this help your relationship with your parents? Did you guys grow closer or further apart? Because I know with me, when my mom passed away, I felt like it brought me and my siblings further apart because it's like something we didn't want to talk about.
Right. Yeah.
Especially in immigrants' families, like, it's kind of like taboo to be talking about like how your feelings are.
Yeah.
So like, what would you tell your parents that you haven't told them yet? I don't think they're going to watch from Alberta, but
it's all good.
if they were watching, what's something that you'd want them to know that they don't know? Just in general, maybe.
Stop holding me on such a short leash, man.
Yeah.
I feel like, no, I really am grateful for them, but I feel like with him passing, it's been very, like, sort of, like, holding on to me as tight as they can, just so they don't feel that sense of loss anymore. Like, they have, like, tried numerous times to sabotage me trying to get here, trying to convince people to make me stay in Alberta, not move to Toronto. And even now, I still get calls from them, like, 6 times out of the day. Like,
is it out of love, or is it they're just scared to lose another?
I think it's a bit of both, but I would say it's more they're scared to lose another person. So it's kind of, I understand where they're coming from, but also, like, it's draining to have to do that every day and sort of feel like the more they're holding, the more I feel like I'm getting pushed away, if that makes sense.
It's draining on them, but it must be draining on you too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you feel like you, even though you're miles away from them, you still feel like you haven't had the chance to grow here because of that?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Because they're miles away from you, but do you still feel like you haven't had the chance to grow?
No, I've had tons of chances to grow here, and I think it's mostly due to them not being here is the reason why I was able to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they move out, they've like get this new sense of freedom, and they're just like, wow.
I
needed this.
Yeah, I was definitely going a little nuts the first couple weeks I was here. Like, I was just, like, saying yes to everything. If my friends are asking, I was like, yeah, I'll go do this with you.
Yeah.
I've learned to, like, simmer that down a bit. But, like, it's nice to have that freedom. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's nice to, like slowly, like, refer to this place as your home, mm-hmm. you know?
Anyways, okay. Our final question is there anyone else you're thankful for that you want to just give them a shout out?
My sister, probably.
Oh, you have more siblings.
I do. I have Beautiful. A little sister who's 11.
Aww.
And can't keep talking about my floor mates. They're going to rip on me if I keep talking about them. But
they know. They know.
The friends I've met here, too, in other residencies like Pitt, DCC, mm-hmm. they're pretty great. Yeah. It's hard to come up with it when you're asked on the spot. So I'll get there.
Well, it's beautiful. Thank you for opening up today. I feel like a lot of people are going to resonate with what you said, or in those who've lost loved ones, especially during like holidays and stuff,
mm-hmm.
it gets especially hard because it's just like you're so used to this routine every single year. When that time of the year comes around, like okay, and then your routine changes, mm-hmm. and it's like a sudden shock.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people are gonna resonate with that. And thank you so much for being here. And I'm gonna let you go and get back to class on time.
No worries. Thank you. Thank you for asking me to be a part of this.
Oh, dude, I get really so scared asking people, and she's like, just of course it's gonna happen. They're gonna say no.
Don't even stress it.
Yeah, I know. Beautiful.
It's a big city. No one cares.
I know exactly. That's what she's been saying. Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Hello. This is our fourth guest for today, and I did not catch your name. Your name is
Lee.
Lee, and your professor.
I am a professor at the University of Toronto, yes.
And you're Professor Revers?
That's correct.
Did I pronounce it correctly?
Yep, you did.
Professor Revers, thank you for being on our podcast today.
It's a pleasure.
It's
an unexpected pleasure.
Yeah, it's something new, trying something new.
Absolutely.
So today we're asking our guests, it's a Thanksgiving episode today. So, you know, we oftentimes ask people, what are you thankful for on Thanksgiving? A lot of people don't celebrate, but we still ask this question. But we don't... We don't usually say experiences, and we don't usually say, you know, events that have, or thankful for events that have happened. So what are you thankful for, an event that you're thankful for that you've overcame? Is there an event in your life that you've overcame that you're thankful for overcoming?
Dealing with my father's death, yes.
Yes, and when
That's a pretty serious one, I'd say.
When did he pass away?
During COVID, last year in 2020. Mm-hmm. So that was a big event in my life.
Was it from COVID?
No, it wasn't, although he was on a respirator, interestingly. But it wasn't COVID, they found out. So that was a difficult time. And it has been a difficult time because I haven't been able to travel back to the UK.
Oh, and so you weren't able to attend?
Yeah, and then just this last week I was able to travel. So I went to see my mother. And so if I was thinking retroactively about things, I'd be thankful for that trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and sort of going through that experience,
mm-hmm.
And working through it. That's a pretty existential answer to the question,
I think it's thankful.
But it's
no
what's
small
on
things.
My mind, so there we go.
What are you most thankful for in life right now?
My health, to be frank. I turned 51 this year, and... You know, you start to become more concerned about health. So if I was thankful about things, I'm still in pretty good health. That would be my number one priority. I'm thankful for having a terrific job.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for having some very great students that I get to teach. So there's quite a few things, I suppose. I'm thankful I'm in a fantastic relationship with my partner.
That's beautiful. How long have you been together?
25 years.
Wow. Congratulations on 25.
So I sound like a quite thankful person, I guess, at that point.
Yeah, very thankful.
Not everything's perfect, but it's a very good life right now. So yeah, you could, if I was reflecting on those things, I think what a lucky guy I am. And then I think, what else am I thankful for? I'm thankful for science. I'm a scientist, right?
Yes.
I'm thankful for the incredible efforts of the scientific community to advance the vaccination in record time.
Now, for those watching, there are a lot of people who haven't got the vaccine, of course. And, if it's for health reasons, I understand. But there are a lot of people that are not doing it just out of, just suspicions. And
I'm biased, aren't I? Vaccine hesitancy, yeah. I think even when I took the vaccine, I had that moment of hesitancy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't like needles, right? But it's about realizing that what you feel maybe is not necessarily correct. right? Sometimes we feel things, but actually, if you think about it, you know, it's irrational, right? So I think the fear is largely irrational. I mean, this is one of the safest treatments that's ever been administered. I mean, we've had tens of millions of doses that have been administered very safely. It's an extraordinary success. I think we'll look back in the future and go, that was amazing how fast science responded to that and how quickly we're able to react. And, you know, I just encourage people not to worry so much about that stuff. I think there's a fear, isn't there, of science. But if you look at your daily life, science has improved it, you know, so immensely, right? We all use our phones every day. They wouldn't work without quantum theory kind of operating, all these electrons running around in your phone, right? We don't sort of question that, right? So, I'd trust the science more if I were them. But I spent most of my life studying it.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like there's some faith there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And some people say it's a religion. It's, you know, but it's a religion with facts.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so, yeah, so I had faith in all of the teams that were working to develop that product. And I've been fine. I think the day after I got the vaccine, I felt a bit...
Everyone was a little wonky.
That's a good sign. That means your immune system's responding, you know. But, yeah, you know, and I haven't had any issues after that. So I think, you know, don't worry too much. People panic about those things.
Get vaxxed, guys.
Get vaxxed,
Get vaccinated.
It's not so bad, really, seriously.
So is there anyone that has, in your life, that has changed your life significantly but doesn't know it yet? Or you haven't told?
That I haven't told? No, I think I've got to the point, perhaps I'm old enough, to have gone around and told people that they've influenced me a great deal. I mean, just recently, when I was visiting the UK, I had the opportunity to go back to my old school. Just by chance, I saw this email inviting me back to a school reunion, you know, from when I was like 18 years old. And I thought I'd go. And I ran into two of the professors or the teachers that taught me. And so I did tell them, I said, you know, it made a huge difference to my life. And I wouldn't be doing what I do today if you hadn't taught me. So I was able to communicate to them my thanks. That was great. But I think I've managed to tell people, mm-hmm. mostly.
And 25 years with the name, I forget.
Oh, Kamla, my partner, yeah.
Yeah, Kammer?
Kamla.
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 Oh, like Kamala Harris?
Well, yeah, very similar to that.
Very similar.
Yeah.
And 25 years together, so you've learned a couple things here and there about relationships, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I suppose we have.
Dude, 25 years of being with him, what do you think is the most... For those out there, you know, in relationships, having issues with relationships, what would you say?
Oh, my. Why are we successful?
Yeah. What makes you guys successful? 25 years is a long time.
It is, isn't it?
When did you guys meet? You met when you were 25, probably.
Yeah, well, I'm 51 now, so that's about right, isn't it? Yeah. About 26. Yeah, I came to Canada in 1996, and I met him shortly after. So... what are the tips? I think it's being able to learn about yourself and realize that sometimes when you're having an argument, you're wrong. That even in the heat of the moment, you know, you think, I'll feel different about this tomorrow. Because mm-hmm. I'm always going through those things where I feel like I want to break up with him or something. Or, you know, like you have one of those relationship-ending arguments. And I always, at the back of my mind, go... You know what? I'll feel different about this when I wake up tomorrow morning.
Sleep on it.
So sleep on it, which everyone knows that, I think, but it's quite hard to actually operate on, you know.
And emotions get the best of you sometimes.
Right, right.
But
right.
Yeah, what I've been saying the past few days is when you point the finger at one person, three fingers are pointing back at you.
Yeah, it's good point.
Yeah.
Good point. It often is you that's in the wrong as well, and it's hard to deal with that. And I know I'm wrong lots of times. But yeah, the following morning you do feel different. You go, gosh, actually, I love this person. It's amazing how inconsistent your thought process is, you know, like the night before, the day after, you know, you feel different.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be patient. And I think, yeah, people want to pull the trigger on stuff so quickly, right? So it's learning to back down, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Being very accepting of each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're very different people, too. I picked someone who's not at all like me. Maybe that's a good thing.
Opposites attract. That's science. Say,
yes, yeah, that's yeah. Science. Complementarity in some way, I guess. So, yeah, it's tough. It's uh-huh. not easy. I think people seem to think it's going to be easy. Relationships are really hard, and they're ongoing. It never ends, you know, in that sense. You keep working at it. You keep working at it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have arguments all the time. But, you know.
Thanksgiving is around the corner. I know you don't celebrate it, but
You know what? Now you've made me want to celebrate it.
Yeah.
So
it's an excuse to have turkey.
You know, so I'm gonna go to the supermarket and buy some fresh produce and then cook a fantastic meal on Monday. I'll do that on Monday.
Show how much you appreciate him.
Yeah. Well, I think it might be a joint effort because he's quite good in the kitchen.
Hey, but cooking takes science as well.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. I'm good with things like making a stock from scratch.
Oh.
You know, like cooking and the whole place at home will smell of this delicious chicken, mm-hmm. you know, whatever you're cooking. It's fantastic. Stock's a great thing to try. Perhaps we will do that. That'd be fun for a day. I don't normally celebrate it because it's not, well, I mean, it's obviously a holiday here in Canada, but I wasn't brought up with that, you know, so...
Yeah. Is this the first time in the holiday season you're going to be spending it without your dad?
Yes.
First Christmas?
Not the first Christmas. It would be the second Christmas coming up. But I wasn't able to go to the UK. So, you know, it was weird not seeing family. So I'm sure lots of your viewers will recollect, you know, they're not being able to see family members.
Mm-hmm.
Many people have family members in other parts of the country or in other countries. And it's been isolating.
Do you find a more, especially during the holiday times, it gets, you know, tough when you lose a loved one. So, you know, do you have a newfound gratefulness or thankfulness towards your mom and your dad?
Yes, I think it makes you reevaluate your life and what people have contributed to you and what they give to you, because especially when something's taken away, right? So you start thinking about, in this case, my father, but I mean, I'm sure it happens for every family member. If you have to go through that process of losing someone, you spend a lot of time thinking about it, and then of course what's left is your memories of them, because that really is all that's left. Maybe some mementos and, you know, some material things they left behind, but really it's your memories. So I spent quite a lot of time reflecting on those and thinking about how it's changed me, hopefully, to be a better person. So, yeah, you become much more thankful for that. But it's a bit too late. What I would recommend is talk to your family members while they're still here. I wish I'd done more of that, you know, because now I can't.
Yeah.
So that would be my advice to anyone.
Today's episode of Podcast for Strangers is sponsored by Page One Cafe. The reason we love Page One Cafe is because you can come in the morning and grab a nice coffee, and then you can come later with your group of friends and grab an alcoholic beverage. They also have gluten-free and vegan options, which is great for a large audience. And yeah, they're pretty great people inside. Come check them out.
Ditto. Back to the episode. And our fifth guest for today is...
Jacob.
Jacob, thank you for being on Podcast
no
with
problem.
Strangers. Today's episode is based on, you know, Thanksgiving, since Thanksgiving is this Monday.
Okay.
And oftentimes whenever Thanksgiving rolls around, we always say, I'm thankful for this person, that person, whoever it may be.
Sure.
But we're asking today, what are you thankful for overcoming in your life?
Oof, that's tough.
Like a big event or some type of event that you've overcame and you're just so thankful that you were able to do it and you're thankful for yourself.
So I think... That's a tough question, but I think for me, so I went to school in the United Kingdom for a while, and luckily when I first got there, I was 300 pounds, so I was quite overweight, like extensively, and I ended up losing a bunch of that weight, and then happened to see a doctor who told me I had a stomach tumor.
If I
didn't lose the weight, never would have found it, probably would have been a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So got really lucky there, so that was like big for me, like thankful to overcome that
stomach. I was not expecting that.
No,
so you
crazy,
lost
eh?
The weight and then you just went in for a checkup and
and they were like, we never would have spotted it otherwise, and so they
and when this was through, how many years ago?
So this would have been 4 or 5 years ago, something like that.
And you got it operated out?
Yeah, yeah, everything was good.
That's good. Yeah. I'm thankful that that
went
great.
Well, I appreciate it.
So how about right now in your current life, what are you most thankful for?
I guess just like the ability to live downtown, have like decent friends, you know, get through the pandemic. Obviously, it's been quite like a trying time for, I think, everybody. Mm-hmm. So for me especially, like, it's kind of nice to have like a good supportive friend group, family around, all that kind of stuff.
So I guarantee the process of losing 300. How much pounds did you lose?
110.
Wow, that's congratulations.
Thank you.
That must have not been easy.
No, for sure. It was like I think it's more or less like you kind of know you have to at some point, and so for me it was just like
what sparked it though. Was there like an event?
Honestly, nothing. I had like, I figured I was in a different country. I was like, wouldn't it be fun to like shock people when I came home? And that was kind of like my motivation. There was nothing like specific that.
What was the hardest part of that journey?
The hardest part would probably be just like the getting into like a consistent rhythm, sort of. I guess I would say that would be. It's definitely like a tough thing.
So you're breaking old habits.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do your parents live in United Kingdom or do they live here and you just move there?
No, so I moved there right out of high school. I just figured like, it was funny actually, I wanted, most people's ambition when it comes to like going abroad or whatever would be to, you know, get a degree. For me, it was like, I didn't want to start university yet. And I was like, they start a month later. So wouldn't it be fun to go over there a month later? And then I was like, law sounds cool. So then I did that and it worked out pretty great. So.
Nice. So, you know, the basic question every Thanksgiving, that's who are you thankful for? So what would you say? Who are you thankful for in your life right now?
Well, I got some great parents and I got some really great friends, as I was saying before. So, I mean, I'm really thankful to them. I'm thankful to just to like have a great group of friends around me that I can rely on for, you know, hanging out or when I need them, etc.
Good relationship with your parents?
Yeah, for sure. My mom and dad are divorced, so mm-hmm. I talk to them quite often and yeah, I get to see both of them, which is kind of great. So.
And they live in Toronto?
My mom lives in Toronto. My dad lives in London. So.
London, Ontario.
Ontario, not okay. England, yeah.
And when how old were you when they got divorced?
When I was one, so I don't know any different. Oh. Yeah, so luckily for me, I don't know difference.
No real. Yeah, so you don't know the difference between.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's good.
How scary was it when you found out about that? What was your first thought? When they told you that, would you say that's the scariest experience you've gone through in life?
No, the scariest experience I've went through in life, I can get back to that if you want, but the scariest experience I went through actually happened 4 days ago.
Okay.
If you want me to dive into that.
Yes, dive in.
So the other day, I do every week, I go to, like, I'm getting back from the gym in my building, like around the corner, and I was going back up to my floor and the elevator starts going up and I was like, great, this is fine. Suddenly I get to two floors before my floor, elevator stops, starts rapidly falling, and I was like, I'm dead, like for sure dead, there's no way I'm surviving.
Did you lie down flat?
Dead. No, because I was like, I'm dead, I'm f***ed. Yeah. So then I was like, I don't know what to do, like, I guess whatever, life's over. Elevator dramatically stops, like out of a goddamn movie, starts like bungee cording. I like fly up and down. I was like, this is great. Then anyways, I got trapped for 2 hours. Call the help phone. The lady on the help phone was like, let me connect your mother to the elevator in case anything happens. I'm like, how about we say you're gonna be fine? Ever heard of that? That'd be cool.
So her first thing, okay, let me call your mom.
Yeah.
Let's make sure you say goodbye to her first. That's
she's like let me connect your mother over the intercom in case anything happens.
Did she?
Oh yeah, best part about, and I'm thinking like, oh great, that's cool, that's what you want to hear when you're stuck in an elevator 26 floors above the ground. I want to hear, let me connect to your mom in case anything happens. But no, she does that. Best part of the whole story is that the front desk lady eventually realizes that I'm trapped in this elevator, and because she sees me on the camera, and she's like, are you okay? But by doing so, she cuts my mom off, so now my mom thinks I've fallen 26 floors to my death. Which is fantastic.
Oh, she like spam texting you?
Oh, she just drove down to Toronto and was like, what the f*** just happened? So I was like, that's cool.
Lawsuit?
No.
Should.
I know.
You took law?
I probably could. I'm not going to because, like, they'll probably kick me out of the building. Not down.
You like your building?
I do.
You're never going to take this elevator ever again?
No. See, funny enough, when I got out of the elevator, I was kissing the ground. I'm like, this is the greatest feeling of all time. And then the next day, I was like, I'll definitely take the stairs. And then I got up to, like, 21 floors, and I'm like, I'm not taking the stairs anymore. Screw this.
Yeah.
And I got back in the elevator.
That is a unique, scary experience.
It was wild.
We were just on the elevator a couple days ago, and we were, like, planning out what we would do if we were to drop.
Trust me.
Lay flat, man.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I've seen a TikTok about that, about, like, laying flat on the ground, and I've thought to myself, like, in the moment, you're just like, I'm dead. Like, you don't think about, like, you're not like, oh, if I lay on the ground, maybe I'll break one less bone.
Yeah,
like, that's not happening. It doesn't go through your head.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy you came through that experience.
I appreciate it.
I think you should strongly you should sue them.
No, the thing is it would be so long, and I like by the time I saw anything from it, it wouldn't be worth
that's
it.
That's true. That's true.
Great as it would be.
Jacob, thank you for being on our podcast.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad the elevator did not crash to your death.
You and me both. But if I ever go through another round of an elevator like experience like that, I'll make sure to lie flat on my back.
Yep, and let me know.
Will do.
Thank you, Jacob, and happy Thanksgiving.
I appreciate it, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.